Now pick up your teeth.
It's moisturized, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, different, moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new, moisturized Raleigh 903. From
it's a
Hollywood.
Orchestra here. A piano, a stool, and a guy sitting at it.
From Hollywood, the Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Now it's a pleasure to bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular young comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you, Rod?
Fine, Red. Say, what's that you got in your hand there?
Fingers, I hope.
Oh, I know. It's a book. What is it, a joke book? Or are you hiring writers this year?
No, it... If anybody's got Harry Von Zell's phone number, could I get it? You know, ever since that Kenny Delmar turned comic, there's no living with announcers nowadays. Comes on, yells it's moisturized, and then tries to get all the laughs. Why don't you sell sweet oil for your ears after that commercial's over, you know? That was really moisturizing.
No kidding.
No, this is not a joke book. It's a new bestseller called Mrs. Mike.
Well, how come you're so interested in the book? All I've ever seen you read is Variety and Mother Goose.
Well... Look, he's got a pencil in.
Don't say that. He's got it written in there.
Most programs need writers. You know, what this needs is good readers. Read what's on there.
Right. Yeah.
No, the author of the book happened to be a very dear friend of mine. He's my best friend, both of them. It's Benedict and Nancy Friedman.
Benedict?
Yes.
Well, don't tell me that's Ben, one of our writers.
That's him. That's the boy. He's an author now. He's Benedict now. See? Mm-hmm. We got to pass that on to the other boy, too, Johnny. From now on, we'll call him Jonathan Fenton Murray. We'll have to call Edna Lady Edna. Lady Edna. Face cream. Yeah, and we'll call you Roderick.
Nice.
You call me Vermilion now. Vermilion Skelton.
Well, let me see that book. Mrs. Mike, is it about radio?
No, it's not. It's a story about a young Boston girl who falls in love with a Northwest Mountie, and his name's Mike. Mm-hmm. They should have called it For the Love of Mike. That'd have been better.
Have you started the book yet, Red?
Yeah, I couldn't finish it. I was reading it while I was crossing Vine Street, and... Did you ever have a Buick to read over your shoulder?
Well, didn't this book win some award or other? Wasn't Mrs. Mike selected as the best book for March by the Literary Club?
Yeah, I'll say. And that, you know, getting a nod from the Literary Guild is tougher than it is for Nora Prentice to keep her mouth shut. Well, that won't be there. She wants to leave it in. She's going to have to start talking, but fast. Ooh, that's good. Yeah.
Well, Ben must be very brilliant, Red. I was reading somewhere that he entered Columbia College at the age of 14. Now, that's amazing.
Well, what's so amazing about that? I had an honor myself at the age of 14.
What was it, Red?
I was voted by my class as the one most likely to make a career out of the sixth grade.
Oh, Red, I don't believe it.
No, I don't either. Truth was, I didn't get beyond the third.
Well, how does it feel to have one of your writers write a Literary Guild novel?
Oh, I'm surprised. You know, I didn't think they could write. Any of my writers could do it.
Write a novel?
No, spell. I really had a hunch, though, that Benny was doing something literary, though.
How did you know?
Well, I've been finding punctuation marks in the script lately. Look, here's a fancy little thing. Look, see that looks like a drip of water breaking in the middle. Yeah. One dot.
Well, what do you think of Benny's book?
Well, to tell the truth, Rod, it's not exactly my type of book. I like something with more pictures in it.
I'm an old Esquire man at heart. Old Esquire man. You know who taught me to read books at all?
No, who?
The officers in the Army.
They did?
They'd get through with their comic books, they'd give them to me. See, we play around till we find something. Everybody picks on the poor old officers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go ahead. Who's next?
You're next.
What do I say?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm proud of Benny and his wife, Nancy, because they've really done a nice piece of work there.
Well, Benny and Nancy are pretty young. They've written a bestseller like that, aren't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, she's 26 and he's 27. Sort of reminds me of myself.
In what way?
I was 27 once.
Well, hasn't Benny Friedman been writing for you for a long time?
Yeah, right? He's been with Edna and me ever since our first Raleigh program, and I consider him my good luck charm.
And how do you consider me?
Well, as long as I got my good luck charm. I'm not worried at all, you know. You know, I like Mrs. Mike so much that I got a copy of it in every room of my house, face down.
Face down?
Yeah. My name's mentioned on the back cover.
Well, I still can't believe that Ben and Nancy wrote a book.
The name's on the back page, you know. I like to look at it all the time. I don't mind telling them, but when you got to explain them, I don't. Hey, take a look at the back cover there. There's their pictures on the back there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What are they laughing at?
Me. I took the picture.
Well, do you realize that Benny's book might put him in the same place as Mom, Hemingway, and Fowler?
Your mom?
No.
You didn't know she wrote.
Somerset.
No, I don't think anyone would hire any of those guys to write for me. You know, Benny and Nancy are not only realize they're a nice profit from this book, Mrs. Mike, but they're also going to have a... Hmm? Please, let's not be cued from the sidelines there. If you've got any ad-libs, wink at me before you say them.
She's giving me funny lines.
Yeah. Now, they're going to make a nice profit. Not only that, they're going to get a visit from the King and Queen of England.
Oh, now, Red, wait a minute. I know that having a bestseller is a great distinction, but yeah. I hardly believe that the King and Queen will pay them a visit.
Oh, no. Benny told me.
Hmm?
He says that the guy says after the book's published that he's going to receive a royalty. A nice, brilliant joke in it, huh?
Red, you don't understand. Royalties is just another word for money.
Royalties is another word for money?
That's right.
Shall I tell him? That's right, huh?
That's me.
I'll see you later.
Okay. Where are you going?
I'm going over to the sponsor's house. I'm broke and I want to get in on the new coronation.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf. Every fiber of Raleigh's choice tobacco.
Oh, there is tobacco. I thought it was all air.
Brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Raleigh 903.
And remember about this new Raleigh 903. Medical science offer proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
You didn't know that was me.
Smokers, follow the example of that beautiful film star, Joan Crawford. Smoke the new Raleigh 903. It's so much smoother, richer, better tasting. A new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Raleigh 903 is new. All new. It's moisturized.
Now Anita Ellis will sing, "Took my girl for a boat ride. She wouldn't kiss me, so I paddled her back." Got another one, too. Took her for a horseback ride. She got sore and walked home.
Why was I born? Why am I living? What do I get? What am I giving? Why do I want a thing of Can I hope for? I wish I knew. One tries to draw you near me. Why do I cry? You never hear me. I'm a poor fool, but what can I do? Love you.
Petrillo's nephew, he can get away with anything.
The Scoutin' Digest of Satire. One of America's greatest pastimes is dancing, yet it can bring unhappiness. And tonight, our story concerns the tragic...
We got to Junior early tonight, didn't we?
Tonight, our stories concern the tragic happenings in the art of terpsichore.
I looked it up and he's dancing. Well, here I am. Hit him with a price of meat the way it is.
Do, 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 do.
I don't feel so good today.
I took my temperature with my mother's kitchen thermometer, and it said, quote, roast, unquote. I go see my doctor, but he's mad at me. He says my ducks keep insulting him. Every time he comes around, they say, quack, 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 quack. Well, there's Sarah Dew's house. I sort of hate to go in. She's always trying to start a fight, like trying to kiss me and stuff like that. He's always accusing me of going dancing with other girls. You look at me and you see I wouldn't go out with another girl. They couldn't stand it, huh? Well, I'll go in. If she starts picking on me, I'll ask for my knife and fork back. Howdy doody, Sarah Dewey. Lover boy's here.
Howdy, stranger.
Stranger?
Well, I suppose I should feel honored to have you drop in on me when it ain't even dinner time.
Well?
I trust all is well with you.
Well, I've had a slight headache, but I can't make up my mind which head it's in.
How's your ma?
She's down with a grip.
Is that serious?
Yep. Pop had a pretty good grip on her when I left.
Feet.
It's my new mail-order dancing shoes.
Well, take them out of the box and let's see them. What are they? A present from one of the girls you take dancing?
Now, Sarah, do you know I don't have no other girl?
When you first met me, you wouldn't look at another girl.
Oh, I was afraid they'd all look like you that way.
If you want to run around the dances with other women, you just go ahead.
Well, now, if I was much as look at another woman, I'd rather not say.
Well, what are you blushing for?
Oh, I'm not blushing. I just got my ears tied too tight under my chin, John. On second thought, it's my red flannel sneaking up on me. Why are you so jealous, huh?
Jealous.
You're the most jealous woman I've ever seen in my life.
Jealous of you?
Yeah.
Why, you no good idiotic half-baked imbecile.
Well, now that did it. You didn't mention morons.
a beautiful dancer, but I got charm and I got grace and I got personality.
Yeah. What you saving it for?
And I got $1 million figure.
Yes, but you got it invested in the wrong places.
Sam.
Me so perturbed.
What's this I hear about you and the Widow Brown?
It's a lie! The Widow who?
The Widow Brown.
No?
I've heard a lot of gossip about you, too.
Oh, it's lies, lies, lies. You just like to start trouble, doll. I know the kind of girl you are.
Oh, yes. You do?
Yes,
well,
I do.
What kind of a girl am I?
Yes.
Well, what kind of a girl am I?
Oh, wouldn't you like to know?
Sam, what kind of a girl am
Look,
I?
Look, I don't believe in hurting anybody, and if I told you, I'd get hurt.
The Snake River Barn Dance with a widow. You gave her a box of candy, and while you were dancing the turkey trot, you gave her a kiss on the lips.
Well, I had to do something to stop her from eating all the candy. You just don't figure things in advance. This is the atomic age, girl. Start thinking on your own.
The whole
world is full of Einsteins. Keep going until I find my place here.
So you did go on the dance with the widow, and you're in love with her, ain't you?
I'm in love?
Yes.
With the widow?
Yes.
Oh, come, girl. As I said before, this is the atomic age. The bomb's going to get you, and you won't even know it.
You got for a head?
Well, it's stamped right on there, basketball. I can hear you explaining them up here.
And that Widow Brown out dancing. And you said you couldn't take me because your feet hurt.
Well, they do.
Well, at least I know now that you can't be trusted. Because the minute I turn my back, you're chasing after another girl.
Well, I can't trust you either. You always turn around before I can catch him. Now, look, Sarah Dew, I don't want you mad at me. Let's be friends. Uh-oh, who's this driving up?
Oh, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
Yoo-hoo? He doesn't live here.
Hello, Sarah Dew.
Oh, it's Anita Ellis, my old school chum.
Well, do tell. Quick, give me a dandelion to put behind my ears.
Hello, Sarah. My, it's good to see you.
Yeah. It's good to see you, too, Anita.
It'll be a short pause while they sharpen fingernails now.
You've changed a lot, Sarah Dew, but I always said gray hair was becoming to you.
You're sweet. If you'd have said that to another woman, she'd have pulled out every hair in your wig.
Well, I'm standing here. How rude can people be?
Oh, excuse me. I didn't know you had company.
Yeah. Oh, that's all right, Anita. Clem here don't count.
Yes, I do. Count up to 13, I can. Of course, I have to use all my fingers to do it, you know.
13 fingers? I never heard of that before.
Well, I am kind of unusual. I got one more finger than most people, you know.
Clem, if you don't stop showing off, I'll knock your heads together.
Oh, that's all right, Sarah Dew. I think he's kind of cute.
Well, you ain't bad yourself, considering you're off normal, just one head. Introduce me, will you, Sarah Dew? Give me a knockdown, will you?
Anita Ellis, Clem Cadiddlehopper.
Yep.
Clem, stop that! Why did you kiss her?
Well, in Europe, a gentleman always kisses a lady's hand.
I noticed you were wearing a combat jacket.
Yeah.
Were you in the Army?
Yes, ma'am. I saw service in Georgia. That was a real battle down there. Hey, I got a riddle for you. If Talmage and Bilbo and Rankin went out in a little boat, and the boat sunk, who would be saved? The South. Now, if there's anybody here who resents that, I'd like to say that they could reach shore okay. They wouldn't drown. They would use the politician stroke and get back. That's the underhand method.
But, Clem, you said you traveled in Europe.
Yeah, that was about 3 years ago, right after the war was over.
Well, 3 years ago, the war was still going on.
It was? That's funny, and I thought the boys found bubble gum.
I saw you dancing the other night,
oh,
and
did?
I must say, for a man who's been around, yeah, you're about as graceful as an ox.
Well, I may not be as graceful as an ox, but I'm as dumb as one.
Well, I must be running along. It was nice meeting you, Clem.
Yes,
maybe you'll take me to a dance sometime. Hmm?
We'll do tell.
Goodbye, Sarah.
Goodbye. Do tell.
Well, hold on, nerve. She's supposed to be my friend, and she tried to steal my man right from under my nose.
Yeah, and from under your nose is a pretty tough job to do, you know.
Oh, you mail order Casanova, get out of my sight. We're through, and here's your ring back.
Now, careful how you take it off. Don't be so rough with it if you want to tear it.
Oh, I don't. I don't care. I don't want to get
her
anything else that reminds me of you.
Yeah?
I'm through for good this time, and don't come a-crawling back to me on your hands and knees like you usually do.
Well, that's the only way I can see you, unless you want to move out of this rabbit hutch.
And you can just go out and cut down that tree, the one with our initials in it.
Sure.
I'm sick of looking at it.
Okay.
And anyway, you misspelled the initials.
Yeah. Where's your saw? I'll get rid of the tree.
Oh, no. Down with your teeth. You know the initials in it with them.
I'll sew it down if you don't mind. I don't want the Beavers Union picketing me. Where's the saw? You know, your jealousy is just making you an unhappy woman, boy. After all, if I'm a good dancer and the women find me light on their feet, well, more power to them.
So you watch out, that tree don't fall on the house, Clint.
Oh, I know how to sew down a tree. I used to be a lumberjack.
Jack.
Clint,
stop that. The tree is
going to
fall on the house.
Oh, no, it won't.
Oh, yes, it will.
Well, it won't. Timber! Right in the fireplace where it belongs. Chapter 2 is entitled The Dancer at the Honky Tonk Sideshow. Hurry. See, Princess Lumpa Lumpa, the original Hawaiian dancing girl. Brought here straight from the island, from the land of pineapples, where people eat pineapples, drink pineapples, all day long and never work. Everybody's living on the dole. I dine, dance, see her shiver and shimmy. She shakes, she looks like a used car in a grass skirt. She shakes like a plate of spaghetti with a nervous breakdown. You can't afford to miss this beautiful Hawaiian dancing girl. She makes your dreams of Honolulu come true. She has the scent of the ocean spray, the aroma of the tropical flowers. In other words, she really stinks. Ten cents. Uh-oh, what happened inside here?
We want our money back.
Yeah, we want our money back.
All right, sailors, now keep your jackets on. What happened?
That so-called princess was trying a new step.
Yeah.
She wound up sitting on her own lap.
Now, I told her not to eat them pretzels with her coconut milk.
Look, just stop snapping your choppers and give us our dough back.
Yeah.
It so happens that we were stationed in Hawaii, and that dancer ain't no Hawaiian.
Oh, yeah?
No. Where did she learn to dance a hula?
That's a good question.
Yeah. And what's your answer?
Not so good.
Come on, where did she learn to dance like that?
Grasshoppers in her skirt. Yeah.
Well, she ain't no Hawaiian.
Oh, yes, she is.
Oh, no, she's not.
Oh, yes, she is.
Oh, no, she ain't.
Oh, yes, she is.
All right, then she is.
Oh, no, she's not.
And when did you say, why do you say she's a Hawaiian?
Well, when I married her, I thought she was. She was eating pineapples with the skins on. It kind of threw me, you know.
How about the money back?
You take your hands off of me.
Right? I didn't touch you.
Well, then tell this guy to stop leaning on me.
Nobody's leaning on you. You're laying on the ground.
Oh, well, that explains it, then.
Explains what?
I don't know. What were we talking about, huh?
That phony Hawaiian.
Look, chum, it ain't none of my business, but if you expect to attract the say a clientele, you gotta better get a younger girl.
I see. Young, she used to be a model.
A model? Yeah!
For surfboards, of course.
She's had a facelift too many times.
That's a lie. She was born with ankles on her knees. on her ears. Buddy. I guess you're all right, boy. Here's your money back.
No, keep it.
Yeah, keep it. And buy your grandmother in there a new mustard plaster. So look.
Well, I guess that does it. No wonder the show's not doing any business anymore. I guess I better go in and tell the tent, in the tent, and tell my wife that she's finished. She's washed up. That's authentic writing, isn't it, huh? A door on a tent. You know? Hey, Vincent.
Hit the music, Emmanuel. Hit the cup.
Never mind, Petrilla. Put the wailing banjos away, will you? I want to talk to you, Princess.
Yeah, well, what's up, Willie?
Put that bottle of liniment down and come here, will you?
I can hear you and breathe the other way. You're setting my grass curd on fire.
Look, Princess, let's face it. You ain't got it no more.
Are you inferring that I am old?
No, but you just ain't got it no more. That Pacific tidal wave you used to have has turned into sort of a Los Angeles River backwash. Nowadays, the sailors and the soldiers, they know what these natives look like.
What are you talking about? I look like a native.
I know, but I ain't running a yabangy show.
Oh, well, there was a time when you thought I was beautiful.
Yeah. I didn't get around much when I was a little baby, though.
When you signed me up, you said we'd make a fortune together.
Yeah, but you shaved your beard off.
Well, you're no prize yourself.
Well, my mother thought I was when she won me in that turkey raffle. Look at your legs. Look at them.
What's wrong with them?
Well, you got a slight case of being bow-legged, though. You're sitting on your own feet, look.
Oh, Willie, you've insulted me about my hula dancing for the last time. Huh? This is the last straw.
And that ain't hay.
You can't do this to me. All day long I try to be a part of your life. I work hard, but do you care? Yeah. No, you only tell me I'm old and I'm
Shut up. Look, you beautiful specimen of undeveloped seaweed. I never said you were fat.
Well, you did yesterday. Yes. When I was eating my ice cream, my poi, you hinted I was fat.
I did not. I just said it takes me 10 minutes to walk home to you and then 20 minutes to walk around you when I get there.
A hugging and a chalking and a hugging.
You got to lose some weight.
Well, I'm not going to reduce. I am not too fat. When you do the hula, you have to be voluptuous.
Sure, you're supposed to be grateful. Not run out on the stage real fast, stop, and stand there and let nature do the work. You know?
That does it. Oh, you synthetic beachcomber, you can run your little show without me, but you'll starve.
Oh, no, I won't. I got a new Hawaiian attraction. I got something to really bring in money. I got the sweetest little attraction in the world, boy. I'll show you. Hey, there's that door again. hurry, right this way. One of Hawaii's greatest attractions. $1 a look. Step right up, boys.
What's the attraction?
Give me a fucking look through that hole over there.
Okay. Oh, no, brother. Wait till my wife sees this.
Now, let's not get sickening about it, old boy.
Oh, Willie, whatever it is, it's sure a success. Yeah. What is it?
Sweetest thing that ever came out of Hawaii. About 100 pounds and it's really stacked, too.
Willie, is it?
Yeah, 100-pound sack of sugar.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new moisturized Rolly 903 is unlike any Rolly cigarette you've ever smoked before. It's new, all new, new blend, new freshness, new taste.
And remember about this new Rolly 903. Medical science offer proof positive. Penicillin will cure anything.
Smoke the new, all new Rolly 903. It's moisturized.
Is entitled The Small Town Dancing School.
Junior, where are you? What are you doing?
I'm washing the living room windows.
Aw, that's a good child.
Yeah, and when I get them all clean, maybe I can fit the pieces together again.
Oh, dear. Junior, how did you break the window?
You see the baseball bat?
Yes.
You see the baseball?
Yes.
Well, come, kiddo. Put two and two together.
Well, get your coat on. Yes. It's almost time for you to go take your dancing lesson, and the instructor won't wait.
You mean if I don't go now, he won't wait?
That's right.
Well, I never missed a dancing lesson, you know.
Yes.
And I will miss my dancing lesson?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, when I grow up, I'll be a wallflower. You'll have to build a pot around me. I'll be such a wallflower.
Yes.
And your little girls to keep away from me?
Yes.
Well, not girls anyway. You know, I don't like dancing, teacher. I don't like that one anyhow.
Oh, Mr. Astaire is one of the finest dancing instructors in the world.
Nah, he's nothing but a jumping bean with legs, and you know that. Oh, he dance around there with his bare feet and stuff. I'm going to throw some tacks on the floor. I'll make him hop someday. Boy, now, why do I have to learn to dance?
Because I want you to cultivate grace.
Nice kid, Grace.
You're too awkward. Look at the way you stand. You're pigeon-toed.
Oh, not pigeons don't have web feet.
You don't have web feet.
No? Then why is it when you and Gramp go duck hunting, you take me along as a decoy, hmm?
Now, that's enough of that silliness. No, hurry up, we'll be late.
Oh, well, I don't care to do any dancing today. Me with a foot's lame. I hurt me foot today.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, you can't go. No. Run up and change into your baseball clothes.
Oh, good, I don't
get a break. Junior, come back here. What happened to your limp?
I just went too fast. I forgot and left me limp behind. Okay, kiddo. I know when I lick. Let's go to the dancing school.
Yes, come along and bring your dancing shoes, too.
Yeah, well, they're tired dancing. Now, look, they got their little tongues hanging out. Look.
Hey, Junior.
Now, Junior, when you learn to dance, I'll be so proud of you. You might become another Nijinsky. I say you might become another Nijinsky.
What's the matter?
You swear at me. I don't want to be a Nijinsky.
Oh, he's a dancer.
Oh, Nijinsky is a dancer?
Yes, dear.
Oh, well, I got a better chance of becoming a Dillinger.
Now, you behave today, yes. Junior. Don't pull any tricks like you did last time.
Well, I wasn't doing anything bad. I was just practicing me Boy Scout knots. You know, Boy Scout knot. And the only handy thing was those two little girls with the pigtails, you know.
Don't do anything like that again, or I'll warm you.
Yeah, you always warming me. You're warming me up, you is. Why don't you get rid of me and cook up a fresh widow boy,
Now, there's an idea. Yeah. I hope you remember your first position in ballet.
Yes, I do. Your first position is heels together, toes out, which leads to the second position, which is one step forward and flat on me face.
Well, Verna, hello.
Yes,
where's Junior?
Yeah.
Right here. Now, stop hiding behind me. Say hello, Junior.
Oh, there you are. Hello.
Your needle's stuck. Hey, why don't you get Dick Tracy to try to solve you, huh?
Have you been a good boy this week?
I'm unshackled, ain't I?
Well, are we ready to start your lesson?
No, I'm not. Stop! Now that I warmed up, let's go. Let's go. What we waiting
That's
for?
That's
better. Yeah. You know, I think that dancing schools are wacky. You don't ever dance. You just tell me what to do all the time.
Now, young man, I'll have you know that for 10 years I danced to the Ballet Russe. I did acrobatics.
Well, I didn't know they used strained monkeys.
I was once the toast of the continent.
Yeah, you're coming now, though, ain't you? Yeah, you the toast of the continent, huh? Looks like you popped out before you was done.
Well, watch this. I'll do my famous trick where I bend back and pick up a handkerchief in my teeth.
Oh?
I'll show you that I'm still as limber as a willow.
Yeah. Look at that. A widow from the petrified forest. Look at that. You limber, boy. You
there.
Close a little. Hey, that's good, boy. That's good. Did you see me bend back and pick up a handkerchief with these teeth? That's cute. Now bend back and pick up your teeth. Let's see. Look at the gold fillings. I've hit a bonanza. Look at them there. Look at them choppers.
I think I strained my back a little.
Yeah, hey, don't you want your choppers? Look at them down there. Look at
Junior,
them.
Junior, will you please stop using slang expressions?
Well, you're sniveling at me.
Junior, would you be kind enough to hand me my teeth?
No, I'm not going to touch them. They might bite me, you know. Goodness, they're vicious looking things, ain't they, boy? Remember last time I picked up a glass of water in the middle of the night, Gramps' teeth, they closed in on me nose like a bear trap.
Those teeth.
No.
Junior, do you hear me?
Yeah, well, the way you're yelling, the whole town is going to hear you. I'm not going to... I'll take off my shoe in case I need it in a hurry.
No.
Here, there you are.
Now, that should be a good lesson to you. If you study your limbering exercises, dancing will be a pleasure.
No, I'm going to get me some teeth. They ain't got a lower plate fall out. The lower plate wobble. The wibble wobble. The wibble wobble to the teeth. Couldn't team. Ask me again to tell you the same.
Stop.
obviously.
Now, come on, come on, Bill. Get into your dancing shoes.
Yes. Well, I'm not going to do this.
Junior.
I made up my mind. I don't want to become a dancer.
But, Junior, you have talent.
Hmm?
You have talent.
I stink and you know it. I want you to go home.
No, you're staying right here.
You let me go, I'm going to tell.
You tell what?
I'll tell everybody that you was a USO dancer, an entertainer at Valley Forge.
Oh, I was no such thing.
Oh, no? Hey, Bubbles, here comes General Washington.
Okay, boys, hand me my balloons and hit the minuet.
You know, this is really too bad. I was thinking of using Junior in our annual kiddies review.
You mean one of them affairs with all the little kids singing dance?
Yes.
Out on a stage?
Yes.
In a real theater?
Yes.
In front of 100,000 people?
Yes.
Not me, kiddo. No, sir, boy. I'd rather be in the audience.
No,
when people throw stuff at you, they does. They sit there and sneer at you. And they
Junior.
Throw tomatoes and stuff at you. And I saw, I was with the kids dancing one time. We put on a show, and we were singing. We were singing, oh, we're singing pretty songs. And one of the kids got smacked in the face with a tomato.
Oh.
And boy, was my face wet.
Here now, stop all this nonsense and please take your dancing lesson.
Yeah?
All the other little boys in the neighborhood will be here to see you dance.
You mean them little kids that I won the world with?
Yeah.
You better give me some boxing lessons, too.
Now, do it for me, Junior.
No, all right. I do it for you, Grandma.
Boy.
Goodness. Well, I'll go to the dressing room and get on me dancing shoes.
And your tights.
Oh, no, I didn't bring them along. I got to dance in me red flannels.
Your red flannels?
Yeah, see, they're better for me. They help me do the rumba. They're so itchy, you know.
Now, don't cry.
Yes.
There, Junior's a nickel.
Yes. Well, thanks, Sporty. I'm going to sue you for having thick floors. Sprinkle some ashes around there or something.
Does it feel better now?
Well, it does ease the pain of widow.
Yeah. Now, I told you the floors were slippery.
Well, maybe you should bring him back next year.
No, I want to learn to dance.
Yes, and you promised him a part of the kiddies review.
Yes, now, you said, are you going to put me in the review? Now, you put me in there.
Oh, very well, then. We'll let him do the dance as Satan.
You mean with an all-red costume with horns?
Yes.
And a big pitchfork?
Yes.
Now, he ought to know better than
that. I'll get your costume out of this trunk.
Oh. Oh, look at this right there.
Now, here's the hat with the horns.
Oh, boy, look at that, Grandma. Don't it look, fits me personality, don't it,
yeah.
Yeah.
You better put it on, get used to dancing in it.
Yeah.
And over there is the pitchfork.
Yeah. Do you want me to get it? You want me to go get the pitchfork?
Hmm? No answer here.
Well, you could say yes.
All right, sure.
Look back on the first page. Maybe you've written something down you haven't used yet. You want me to go get the pitchfork?
Yes.
You realize what he was putting in me hands, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. You realize what you're doing?
Yes, I realize.
Okay, Fatso. Some people don't know when they wear off, do they?
Now I'll get the red coat with a tail on it. It's in the bottom of this trunk someplace.
No! Don't bend over like that!
Why not?
I caught myself just in time. I'm getting a bee on you there.
Well, I have to get the rest of the costume.
Well, I guess it's just meant to be, boy. Oh, Grandma, don't help him. Don't help him, Grandma. This is going to be a double header.
Is this it?
No.
Oh, dear me. Now, me bad widow self says no, but me good widow self says yes. Me bad widow self says yes, and me good widow self says no. Boy, is they mixed up today. Well, I guess I just have to do this to please both of them, you know. On guard. Ready. Aim. Chop.
Don't yell!
No, don't yell, you scared me too.
What on earth were you going to do?
Well, you shouldn't have yelled and you would have found out.
the professor, weren't you?
Well, I might have missed him. Although I doubt it, I had a pretty good bead on him, boy.
Now you're going to get him.
No, no, don't spank the boy. It's made of rubber. We fooled her, didn't we?
Yeah, we fooled you, Grandpa.
Goodness, what a shock. Put that thing down.
You're a little surprised yourself, ain't you, Kitty?
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at the same time. Red Skelton, David Forrest, and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening, and Merry Christmas.